Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes. Who am I talking to?
We're a third-party call center that services several products. I have to get an account up to see what we charged you for.
Okay.
Can I have your
what
first and last name? We're a third-party call
Daniel?
Center, sir. All right. Can I have your zip code?
How do I know this isn't a scam?
We're not a scam, sir. If we were a scam, we wouldn't answer the phone when you called. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding. Can you give me your zip code?
So what companies do you serve?
We service several, sir. I would have to get an
what
account
are they?
Up. There's several different kinds, sir. If you can give me your
okay.
zip code, I can help you out.
Okay, it's 44805.
One second. And what was that last name, sir?
Daniels.
First name, Ted?
Yep.
Yes, sir. I have an account for you. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Okay. What address do you have online?
No, sir. I need you to verify because we have your information, and I need to make sure I'm talking to the right person.
Okay.
I can give you the numbers.
I'm sorry?
I can give you the numbers. It's 1752. Can you give me the street name?
Kingwood.
Yes, sir. And Ashland, Ohio?
Yep.
Yes, sir. I see back on the 9th of July, you signed up for an entry ticket to win an iPad.
Yep.
For $7.95. Yes, sir. And it did advise you that if you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you'd be enrolled in the online gadget store for the Factory Direct Savings Store online, which is a store where you order other gadgets at a discounted rate. You also have a $125 gift certificate in the account every month till you cancel. But your bank has been declining those charges, so you will never charge.
Okay. What company is that?
The Factory Direct Savings Store, sir. You did a survey to get the iPad, to win the entry to the iPad. Maybe
Factory?
You took it for Factory Direct Savings Store.
Savings Store?
Yes, sir, but you were never charged because your bank declined the charges.
It was charged $7.95.
Yes, sir, that's because you signed up for the entry to win the iPad.
Okay, that was the shipping charge.
No, sir, that was an entry fee. You did a survey maybe for Walgreens, something like that.
Okay, it looked like a survey from an Amazon.
Okay, so yes, sir. So you did that survey and you chose to get the entry ticket for the iPad, which is for our company. So
it's Factory Direct Savings Store?
Is what the other charges would have been for the $56.95, but they didn't go through. Your bank declined them. And we're going to cancel it where you don't ever get charged.
Okay. So what is Purchase Pure Complex something?
That's probably the merchant name, ma'am, sir. The merchant that the charge is under.
So, okay. So what company charged me $7.95?
The same company, sir. It's for the entry ticket for the iPad.
Okay. Okay, but these $56 charges I keep getting, those are coming from Factory Direct
Savings
Store?
Didn't get charged, sir, though. That's for the membership for that store, yes, sir, but you didn't get charged. Your bank declined all those charges.
Okay.
And now we've made it where we won't ever try to attempt to charge you again.
Okay. And
okay.
What was your name?
My name is Pam.
You
and
have
I have a
I'm sorry?
I have a confirmation number that is canceled. Would you like that number?
Yes, please.
It's C as in Charlie, 26100-5516.
5516?
Yes, sir.
C as in Charlie?
Yes, sir.
26100-5516.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Was there something else I could help you with, sir?
No.
Okay, I'm going to end the call for you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling
Thanks.
Customer service. Have a great day.